Proverbs chapter 26. Like snow in summer and rain in harvest, so honour is not fitting for a fool. So don't praise people who look cool, but actually they're stupid and foolish. Because like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, the curse does never come undeserved. In other words, there are people who appear to have everybody praising them, but actually they're under a divine curse. A whip is for a horse, a bridle for a donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Don't answer a fool according to his folly, unless you become like him. But answer a fool according to his folly, lest he's wise in his own eyes. I think what that means is that when fools say foolish things, sometimes we can reply one way, or other times another way. In other words, each situation is different. And wisdom is really knowing when to say the right thing. If you send a message by the hand of a fool, it's like cutting off your own feet. So don't trust foolish people. Like the legs of the lame that hang loose, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As one who ties a stone in a sling, so when you sling it, it's not going to go, so is he who gives honour to a fool. So people tell people, oh, you did the right thing, you're a great guy, oh, yeah, that was smart, when really they have acted in an absolutely fleshly way. Like a thorn that goes into the hand of a drunk person, that is someone who doesn't feel it, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. So parables are supposed to be like thorns that make us go, ouch. But those who don't want to go God's ways don't feel that. As an archer who wounds everybody, so is he who hires a fool, or he who hires those who pass by. As a dog returns to its vomit, so is a fool who repeats his folly. And that verse is quoted by Peter in the New Testament, where he says that when we're baptized, we're washed. But we can be like a pig that goes back into wallowing around in the mud. Or like a dog that returns to its vomit. When you're baptized, it's as if you vomit up the old life. But if you go and sniff it like dogs sometimes do with their vomit, and even try to eat it, well, that is how bad it is to go back to the world. Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? That is a man who thinks that he's so smart and so clever. There's more hope for a fool than for him. So the key thing is humility, is recognizing that I don't really know, that I need God's wisdom. The lazy person says, there's a lion in the streets. There's a lion roaming around. Like the door turns on its hinges, so the lazy one turns on his bed. The lazy one buries his hand in the dish. He's too lazy to bring it up to his mouth with food. So lazy people always make excuses. And we've got to watch that because God doesn't like laziness. The lazy one is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who have got wisdom. Like one who grabs a dog's ears is one who passes by and gets involved in a quarrel that is not his own. You see that all the time. Certain people just love to get involved in controversy. Oh, there's an argument between two people. Oh, they have to rush in there and get involved. Don't get involved. Like a crazy person who shoots burning torches, arrows and death, so is the man who deceives his neighbour and says, oh, I was just joking. So often people do bad things and try to get out of it by saying, oh, that was just a joke. Maybe they say hard words and then say, oh, I was just joking, instead of saying, yeah, look, I said the wrong thing, I shouldn't have said that, I'm sorry, please forgive me. A fire goes out without wood, and so without gossip, a quarrel dies down. So many arguments between people and within families are all based upon gossip, and gossip exaggerates what's actually happened until it actually is quite out of all relation to what actually happened. Like wood is to a fire, that is, wood keeps the fire going, so is an argumentative man in kindling strife. The words of a whisperer That's like a gossip. I like really tasty little bits of food, but they go down into the innermost parts. In other words, we all love listening to gossip. And as you have to control yourself not to eat too much honey or to eat too many yummy things, so you've got to control your ears not to listen to gossip and to just walk away and keep away from people who are always gossiping. A harmful person disguises himself with his lips, but he has evil in his heart.
What does mean gossip?
Well, gossip is when you tell somebody, oh, do you know so-and-so is doing so-and-so? Do you know I saw him? I'm pretty sure he was stealing some money out of his mother's purse. And then you go and tell that to someone else, and they tell it to someone else, they tell it to somebody else, and eventually it's like, oh, do you know that boy? He killed his mum. Well, no. And you didn't actually see him stealing from his mother. You think that's what might have happened, and you told it to someone else, and they told it to somebody else. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it. Whoever rolls a stone, it will come back on him. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. So to flatter someone, to say, oh, you're so wonderful, when you don't actually mean it, that is a form of lying. It is a form of dishonesty. So, these things, controlling our words and having wisdom, these are actually what spiritual life is all about, down at the nitty-gritty.